This is Ozarks at Large for June 15th, 2014. I'm Kyle Kellums. KUAF is supported by 121 Digital Marketing, a full-service digital agency helping local businesses with their online presence. Services include reputation and social media management, mobile and desktop website design and management, press releases, search engine marketing, and optimization. 121digitalmarketing.com for more information. Still on the Hill will perform songs from Once a River, story songs about the Beaver Lake watershed, June 20th at 7 p.m. at Ozark Folkways in Winslow. Still on the Hill will give away 100 CDs at this free community performance on a first-come, first-served basis. More information available at stillonthehill.com. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, how the Children's House in Springdale is trying to help some of the youngest victims of neglect and abuse in two Northwest Arkansas counties, and how a public forum tomorrow, also in Springdale, is designed to discuss ways to stimulate school children's learning even when school is not in session. First, Republican Senate hopeful Tom Cotton is defending his vote to abolish a federal agency formed to assist the Delta region of the country. Last week, Congressman Cotton spoke from Washington via Skype to members of the Delta Grassroots Caucus who met in Little Rock. Congressman Cotton says regional commissions like it aren't worth the expense.
Right now, I don't think Arkansans are getting a good return on their investment. They're getting about 1% or a little bit less of all the money the federal government spends on those commissions, much of which is being spent on administration expenses and other overhead. So I strongly support the projects that organizations like the DRA funds, but I think Arkansans can get a little bit better return on their tax dollars when you look at the amount of money that we're spending on regional commissions all across the country.
Congressman Cotton is challenging Democratic Senator Mark Pryor, who, during the caucus meeting, criticized the congressman over the vote to eliminate the DRA's funding. But that was only one point of contention for Senator Pryor with the congressman's record. He also criticized Congressman Cotton for voting against the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program provisions in the Farm Bill. During that Delta Grassroots Caucus, the congressman again referred to the bill as the food stamp bill, and he criticized the amount of money going to SNAP. Senator Pryor responded to the congressman's remarks, saying the program is the single most important piece of legislation affecting Arkansas.
We shouldn't call it the Farm Bill anymore because only a portion of it is actually about farming. We should probably call it the Rural America Bill, because if you look at the Farm Bill, all those rural programs, that's where they are. So things like rural water, rural electricity, rural economic development, rural broadband, rural housing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, it's in the Farm Bill. It's an essential part of rural America.
Congressman Cotton was the only member of Arkansas's congressional delegation who did not support the Farm Bill last year. Enrollment numbers continue to grow in Arkansas for the state's private option insurance program. A report released last week by the Department of Human Services shows the state's alternative to expanding the federally run Medicaid plan continues to near enrollment goals. DH spokeswoman Amy Webb says the figures released cover the month of May.
Over 187,000 had been determined eligible. Just over 172,000 of those have already completed the enrollment process and now have full access to their private health insurance coverage. Overall, we estimate that about 225,000 Arkansans would be eligible for the program. So we're about 75% there.
Webb says the report released last week shows month-to-month enrollment growth of several thousand Arkansans.
We've been releasing numbers monthly, and that is about 17,000 more individuals than there were determined eligible at the end of April.
The Affordable Care Act expanded eligibility for the Medicaid program to adults making 138% of the poverty level. Arkansas required a waiver from the federal government to use expanded eligibility and funding to purchase private insurance for low-income workers. The program must be reauthorized by the state legislature annually. The University of Arkansas system is taking another step toward launching an online-only university after its first three employees began work last week. Michael Moore is vice president of academic affairs for the U of A system. He says the curriculum for eVersity is still being planned, though the slate of online classes is scheduled to be presented this fall. Moore says courses will reflect an emphasis on degrees geared towards job market demands.
We're going to build into the courses the needs and requirements that industry and the workforce needs.
All three hires came from outside the U of A system and are administrative and curriculum-based positions. Their salaries come from a $2 million dispersal of state general improvement funds. Moore says the university wants to raise up to $9 million from private sources and grants for startup costs, but he says there is no intent to seek additional funding under the state formula.
The model is that we will live off our tuition. We're going to price our courses in a way that's cost-effective, and we will grow as much as we are allowed to do so by the tuition that we're going to collect.
Plans for eVersity were approved in March. Classes are expected to begin in fall 2015. Beginning later this week in Bentonville, some soccer fields at Memorial Park will be closed through the middle of August. Beginning Wednesday, renovations to the soccer complex will begin, with soccer fields 8 through 11 being sprigged and refinished to allow for a better playing surface on the field. The work is expected to be finished by mid-August. The University of Arkansas track teams ended their seasons with top 10 finishes at the NCAA championships this weekend in Eugene, Oregon. The women's team finished ninth. The men's team tied for ninth place as well. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals continue a home stand in Springdale tonight with a game against the Arkansas Travelers. Last night at Arvest Ballpark, the Travs beat the Naturals 4-2. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be around 70 in Northwest Arkansas. Mid-70s tonight for the Arkansas River Valley. Sunshine tomorrow, highs from 87 to 92. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 70s.